This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's been a stormy afternoon and evening in the Front Range. Another storm is coming over the Denver Metro right now, with potentially another just behind it. The storm could hit areas that were flooded earlier this afternoon. The flash flooding shut down sections of I-25 and temporarily flooded numerous intersections in the city. Severe weather warnings are in effect for Adams, Jefferson, and Douglas counties. Meanwhile, there is still a tornado watch for the Denver Metro and northern Colorado areas up to the Wyoming and Nebraska borders, and DIA has seen more than 700 flights delayed and nearly 200 cancellations. The state attorney general is considering requests for help to investigate the Edgewater Police Department. If Phil Weiser agrees, it will be the state's second patterns and practice probe after the investigation into the Aurora Police Department. This week, the Jefferson County District Attorney asked for help after an investigation uncovered years of misconduct and incidents that violated citizens' rights. The DA says they found instances of altered documents, evidence tampering, and destruction of evidence during a, quote, questionable death investigation. A regional business leader and co-founder of the Denver ad firm Karsh Hagen has died. Tom Hagen passed away in his hometown of Detroit at the age of 92. After leading PR for Chevrolet early in his career, Hagen picked up everything and headed for the Front Range. The agency he co-founded in 1977 would become an $80 million company that helped make Colorado into the tourism destination it is today. He's survived by his wife, two daughters, and grandchildren. This is CPR News.